6N. Listen to the following extracts and news items and choose the correct alternative. Before you listen, read through the question. You will hear each item only once.
1. Mistaken identity in Quebec.
Canadian riot police mistakenly beat up their own undercover detectives when a demonstration denouncing fracking turned violent in Quebec City. Police were monitoring a rally of some 2,000 protesters when violence broke out. Several hundred helmet-clad riot police clashed with the protesters, including plainclothes officers who had been shoved into the center of the crowd. Lawyers investigating the matter said the officers tried to identify themselves with a password, but that all communication efforts failed in the chaos.
2. The Dow Cow of Economics.
Okay, so, traditional capitalism works like this. You have two cows. You sell one and buy a bull. Your herd multiplies and the economy grows. But nowadays, capitalism has gone mad. In American corporations, it now works like this. You have two cows. You sell one and force the other to produce the milk of four cows. You are surprised when the cow drops dead. Things are simpler in a Hindu corporation. You have two cows and you worship them.
3. It's not all bad.
Balancing the environment and the economy can be a win-win situation. My brother Gerard's business is a good case in point. Managers of top-end hotels in Dubai need wood for the open fireplaces in their hotels. Not a lot of wood available on the Arabian Peninsula. Farmers in Namibia struggle with an invasive species of tree that is taking over the grasslands where their cattle graze. So, Gerard arranges for the trees to be taken down, chopped up, packed, and shipped to Dubai. Gerard has a flourishing business. The farmer gets his land cleared, the hotel managers have their fires, and the guests are smiling. See? Win-win.
4. Degrowth.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we start, I think we should clarify what we mean by degrowth. Degrowth is a movement based on ecological economics and anti-consumerist ideas. We have to figure out an economic system that does not depend on growth. We think both production and consumption should be downscaled, since we strongly believe that overconsumption lies at the root of our environmental problems and growing social inequalities. Reducing consumption does not mean we shouldn't live well, ladies and gentlemen. Rather, we want to maximise happiness and well-being through other means, sharing work, consuming less, and devoting more time to art, music, family, culture and community.